Доброе утро, дорогие друзья. Ага, somebody understand in Russian. In Russian means good morning, dear friends. But don't be afraid, I will try in English, okay? With my Russian accent. I just came from Ukraine. I live in Kyiv, a capital of Ukraine. And I know a lot of you were praying about Ukraine, about me, and I thank you very much for this. Ukraine now, right now, going through a difficult time. 1,000 people were killed, 1 million or more refugees from eastern part of Ukraine, very bad economy. We are preparing for cold winter without natural heating. We look around what trees we can cut and use as a wood to heat the furnaces right now. And country like a split, some looking on Russia, some looking on European Union. It's a human being, but what is said for me, some churches even split, some Christian families even split. And I'm thinking and trying to understand why. Maybe because we are, of course, you know, citizen of two kingdoms. You are citizen of U.S., I am citizen of Ukraine. We are earthly citizen. And also, we are heavenly citizen. And most important, what is our priority? What is our citizenship most important for us? And just yesterday morning, we had breakfast with mission chairman Bobby and his wife Sandy, and we talked. And Bobby said, I think, good words. He said, Nikolai, we are just passing through on the earth, passing through on the earth. It means we are, most important, we are citizen of heaven. But when we involve too much in the earthly thing, our priority is only earth, not heaven. Satan comes and takes care about us. We should never forget, God is an author of human history. Not we, but God in charge. He is sovereign. And right now in Ukraine, we involved in a lot of different countries, great, big, small countries involved in this situation in Ukraine. I don't know what would be the end, God knows. But God writes the history through Ukraine right now also. And most important for me, for us, just to obey Him, to remember His promise, everything He would turn for good. And also use new opportunities we get in as a church with this very difficult situation. People in Ukraine right now, in Russia also, they're thinking more about life and death. They feel insecure, and a good chance for us to share the gospel, to build God's kingdom. And please continue to pray about Ukraine. Let's talk about another things. In our countries, pretty popular movie, Hollywood movie, named by Mission Impossible. How many of you watched this movie? I don't know. I did. Tom Cruise is a hero, okay? And Tom Cruise trying, I think, to prove in these movies that man is very strong. A man can do everything, you know. Man is strong. The idea of this, I think it's very common for our post-humanistic society, dear friends. Even Christians think sometimes, I am strong. I can do myself everything. Most important, friends, how God looks at this concept. I think God, in contrary to this concept, and what God does, First of all, he calls us. Sometimes he calls us to do something very difficult for us, looking as impossible. There is a times in our lives when God calls us to the task which beyond our possibilities. It could be something in your marriage, in our marriage. Could be something with our kids. Could be something in our job, in our ministry. Do you have this experience in your life, friends? I do. 20 years ago, God called me to a mission which was much bigger than I am. Much, much bigger, dear friends. And exactly at the time, I was just 6 months old in Christ. And God called me, please show to ministry for his glory on this big piece of land. We call it Eurasia. Eurasia. It's a former Soviet Union countries. Right now, it's 12 independent states. Blue is Belarus. Green is Ukraine. Kiev, I am living in. Small purple is Moldova. Coming down north of Turkey, Turkey is here. We have three Caucasus nations, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan. Coming down north of Afghanistan, we have five other stans, like Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan. Stan means place for Kazakh, Kyrgyz. And of course, the most challenging is Russian Federation. I came here crossing two continents and one ocean. I passed 8 time zones. When I go crossing Russia, I cross 11 time zones. It's so huge, so big, dear friends. And God gave us a vision in the ministry. The vision is every nation equipping every people group and every age group to witness to every person. And most important is this mission possible? What do you think? Huh? Yeah? Uh-huh. In Russian, I would say нет. It means no. When I think about it, it's mission impossible. But why God does it? Why he calls to this impossible mission? Some answers we can find in the book of Judges. I am not sure, Pastor David, given you homework in Bible? I am a pastor, and usually I give to my congregation a homework, okay? Please, homework for you. Read chapter 6 and 7 in Judges. 6 and 7. Read and think about. It's a history of Gideon. And you know this story probably very well. And Pastor David was preaching about this story. I just remind you, God called Gideon to release Israel from Midianites. Midianites would come and destroy everything, taking all crops, everything from Israel. Israel was suffering very much. And God called Gideon to fight against this huge army of Midianites. And what was Gideon's answer? Do you remember? Did he say, yes, Lord, I am ready? No. He said, oh, come on, God. My clan is small. I am the youngest. I am weak. I learned in United States the new word for me, pansy. So, in fact, Gideon was saying, I am pansy, Lord. I cannot do it. And he was not sure. Gideon was not sure. God would help him. God would be with him all this trial and difficult time. Gideon must fight against 135,000. 135,000 of troops. Very well armed. Strong army. And Gideon should do it. And he was not sure God would be with him. Dear friends, sometimes in our lives, God calls us. We would like to follow him, but we're afraid God too far from us. He would not hear us. We need some encouragement. But we forget great promise of God. He says to us many times, please follow my call. And if you follow, I will be always with you. God says it. But Gideon still was not sure, and you remember the story. He tasted God several times, including two times in the wool fleece and dew, dry and wet and dry. And finally, Gideon agreed to fight. And he had 32,000 of troops, 32 against 135. Is it okay? Not so good, but probably okay. But what God said to Gideon? He said, "Нет." It means no, Gideon. Too much troops for you. And he reduced from 32,000 to 10,000. 10,000 again, 135,000. It's worse, yeah? Not good. But what's the next? Friends, it's wow for me. God said, you must choose only 300. Only 300 of soldiers against 135,000 to fight. Mission impossible. And God and Gideon agreed, and he did it with God, of course. And these 300 defeated this great army. By the way, I think Hollywood took this idea from the Bible. The movie 300 Spartans, you know. 300 defeated great army. But it was done not human way. It was done by God's way. And why God gives to us Mission Impossible? Dear friends, at least two reasons. When he gives it and we follow and we fulfill it, all glory belongs to God. If Gideon would be fighting with 32,000 of troops, he could say, I am not pansy. I am good. I am great. Glory to me. 300. All glory to him. And also, when we follow in Mission Impossible with God, he changing us. He working in our hearts. Gideon became finally great man, great strong leader. 40 years he was leading the country of Israel. It was blessed years. It was peaceful years for Israel. So, as I told you, I was called to a Mission Impossible. In Eurasia, we had to train 12 nations, I already showed you, to train 735 ethnic people groups in Eurasia. All ages group, starting from small kids. We have ministry for kids age of 3. And more and more. And to witness to 350 million people in Eurasia. At the time I was, I told you, just 6 months old in Christ. My way to the Lord was long. When I was 18 years old, I just was a first-year university student in the Soviet Union. And I put for myself two goals to reach in my entire life. I believe God made me purpose-driven man. And I put two goals. First goal, I thought it's tremendous goal. My parents were communist. I was communist, and I believed in communist idea. And my goal was to build communism around the world, including the United States. Fortunately, you didn't know about it. It's okay. But the second goal I put for myself, I said, one time I must become a president of the university. I was just first-year student. And 20 years of my life, I was reaching these goals. Fortunately, I couldn't build communism. It's okay. But I almost reached the second goal. At the time, I got two master and four doctorate degrees. I am specialist in metals, in alloy, steel and some other alloys. I put a lot of my knowledge, time to develop alloys for military purpose also, for missiles they could reach America. One of my friends, he is in charge of Latin America for EE, he was going to Cuba. His name is Woody. I said, Woody, when you come to Cuba, please erase my name from the missiles there. It's a joke, but it's okay. So I was an influential member of the Communist Party in Soviet Union, had postgraduate student, had a lot of responsibilities. But everything what I was getting didn't make me happy. I knew next year I would become a president of the university. I was first in line. I was ready for this position. People around were ready to accept me for this position. And what happened? At this period of time, I was going back and forth to China. They invited me to give lectures and to do something in metals and alloys, new technology. They paid me very well. And frankly speaking, I love very much Chinese food. They cook in everything what's moving. Since that time, I eat everything. Pastor David asked me, Nikolai, what you do like, burrito or something else? I said, brother, I like everything. After China, it's great. So, but most important, friends, I believe in China, God has given me time to think about. I got free time in the evening to think about something important. It was for what purpose I am living on the earth. What the main should be in my life. Next year I would become a president of the university. What's the next? What's the next? What's the next? For what? To have good car, good everything, conditions of life. I got it. Tension, but tension in my family. I never could say, my dear wife Olga, I love you. Two sons, didn't fellowship with them, with my co-workers at the university. I just became sort of like a dictator. Do this, that's it. And one thought came to my mind in China. I must read the Bible. I believe God put this thought in my mind. I never been in the church, never saw Bible. I knew the Bible exists, but never saw it. I come back and my question, where can I find the Bible? And God helps. I see advertisement in the newspaper. It says, who would like to get Russian Bible? Send letter to Vienna, Austria. And I did it. Send letter to Vienna, Austria. In a month, I got first my Russian Bible. I opened it and started to read. And you can guess what book I started to read from. Of course, Genesis. You are right. Genesis. It was very long, long way to the good news. And for me, from my scientific point of view, it was, wow, God created world for 6 days? Come on. No way, Jose. Impossible. And so I thought I have found a lot of contradictions in the Bible. Two years I was struggling with the Bible. Couldn't understand it. But God knew. And he did another miracle for me. He sent one godly man from South Florida, city of Fort Lauderdale. He sent it to my office to south of Ukraine. I am, with my accent, I would say southern boy. Southern, correct to say? Still struggling with this word. I'm not here, southern boy, in Ukraine, of course. And he sent this man, and we started to talk. And I immediately realized it's a divine appointment, something very important topic. My secretary, a lady, very loud, coming back and forth, wah, 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 screaming, interrupting us. I shut the door, locked the door. Telephone was ringing, interrupting us. I pull out the cord from the wall. It's silent. And 2-3 hours, we talked. And in the end, we got on the knees, and we pray, and I ask Jesus. And he gave me his grace, and I became Christian. And I invited this man to my family. And he came and shared the gospel with my wife and 2 sons, and they became Christians. At the time, I didn't know this man came from Fort Lauderdale to plant a seed of the ministry called Evangelism Explosion Ministry, EE Ministry. And very soon, I was just 6 months in the Lord, I was proposed to lead this ministry in the former Soviet Union. To lead and develop this ministry in this big piece of land. Can you guess what was my answer? I said, who am I to go? Нет, it means no. I had a plan to become a president of the university. And now, Kyrgyzstan a bit later, if possible. And now I should leave behind everything. And new life, uncertain, no any structure, nothing. It was wow for me. I would not like to say I am a pansy. Sorry, friends, but I'm afraid. Fear. And you know what? During silent time, during the nights, I couldn't sleep often. And I heard inside me very clear God's voice. And he was calling me. He was asking me, Nikolai, I saved you. I am your savior. I am your Lord. Follow my call. 1 year, I was struggling with the Lord, dear friends. 1 year. But in a year, I got on the knees. I said, oh, Lord, please forgive me. I would follow you. And already 22 years, I am in full-time Christian ministry. Never regret. Never. God is always with me. I know it for certain. Even difficult circumstances, even a lot of challenges, God is with us. Last year, I was sitting in the car. They drive me through Kyrgyzstan. It's a small country, Kyrgyzstan. Population, 5.5 million population. It has 43 ethnic groups. 43 ethnic groups. And so I was going to take part in a leadership conference of EE leaders in Kyrgyzstan. And we were going by road, and we saw a lot of, I would say, cities of the dead. It's Muslim cemeteries. Cities of the dead, and a lot of houses. in these cities of the dead, like this or like this? If you would, would ask why they have this, they worship spirit of the dead. And they believe the spirits of the dead must have some houses to live in on the cemetery. Dear friends, how astonishing is difference between Christianity and other religions? We are alive forever. By grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are citizens of a new city, New Jerusalem, for living, not for the dead. And God wants everybody in the world would know about New Jerusalem. And in this conference, we fellowship together. And please show the picture. On this conference, 473 people came. Small country of Kyrgyzstan, but mostly 500 people came to the conference. 3 days we were together. They are very simple people. Very simple life. Sometimes not so easy life. They are not so educated. Look, this picture on the left. It's a pastor. It's a pastor of the small church. His name is Rahmon. And he is under big pressure of Muslim surrounding. Another pastor, his name is Barbek. He is sharing. 2 years ago, he went through a training and he planted new church, home church in small city of Kyrgyzstan. And the mullah came to him and said, stop it, or I will destroy completely your house and push out your family. But our friend didn't stop. And he continued, Pastor Barbek. This lady, her name is Gulmira. I know her personally, Gulmira. She is sharing on this picture about her daughter. Her daughter's name is Nelly. He is Nelly, her daughter. Nelly was trained in kids EE. We have great ministry for kids. I told you, we start to train kids from age of 3 and up. And Nelly became a Christian, and she started to share the gospel in the school. She is a student of the school, but it's not allowed. Muslim country. And principal of the school knew about it, and they invited Nelly and said, stop, you must stop. Nelly didn't stop. And the principal expelled her from the school. She went to the second school. And the story repeat. She sharing the gospel, and she was expelled from the second school. On this picture before, her mother, Gulmira, shares with us and asks, pray about Nelly, and because she concerned. And she said, Nelly came to me. Nelly came to mom and said, mom, please, don't be concerned. We have other 3 schools around. Nelly, just a girl. Another story. This boy, his name is Tahir. Kids EE became Christian, lived with whole family in the house, all generation in one house, big family. And his grandpa was old, and grandpa thought, he would die. And he invited the family. He's laying on the bed, all family around. And in their culture, they have habit. If somebody dies, he can ask, please put in my grave something I like during my life. It's just custom, tradition. In this particular case, grandpa said for all whole family, when I would die, please don't forget to put in my grave my warm blanket I like very much. Warm blanket. And Tahir listened to him and said, grandpa, why you need a blanket? In the hell, already hot. Very hot in the hell. Why you need a blanket there? You laughing, friends. But for grandpa, it's wow. It's just horrible. Impossible. Because Muslim always earn, trying to earn or deserve Allah. And now the boy says, you would be in the hell. The grandpa become angry, pushed away everybody. And later he invited Tahir and said, Tahir, tell me, why you think I will go to hell, not to heaven? And Tahir shares the gospel with grandpa. And praise the Lord, grandpa didn't die sometime, and he became Christian. And then Tahir parents became sisters and brothers. It's a new home church appeared because Tahir witnessed. A lot of stories, maybe one more. Another boy, his name Farhad. He keeps in his hand a brochure, it says in Russian language, Path to Hope. It's Kids EE. We have these brochures. Any boys who go through this training gets 10 of these brochures, and he passed these brochures to his friends and to even to parents and share the gospel. This picture was published in EE International brochure website with a phrase, armed and very dangerous. Farhad, armed and very dangerous. Dangerous because he has a word of God. And he shared the gospel with his family, 3 sisters, 2 brothers, with the parents and with the neighbors. And now they have a home church in some part of Kyrgyzstan, roughly 24, 26 people in this home church because a witness of the Tahir, dear friends. And we have great team of Eurasia. I call it before the name of our team, Dream Team. But now I changed. I don't say the name of our team, Dream Team. I say our team has name Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. And your church, some of you, are part of this Mission Impossible team, and I see you, and I enjoy it. You came to us, your ministry with us. It's great. You have possibility also to become, some of you, a part of our dream team. I put some my prayer card over there on the table. You can see my wife here, me. If you put your email address and name, be sure we will send to you prayer letters and you will pray about us. And the last, you remember when Jesus was in Gethsemane garden and soldiers came to take him and ask, you are Jesus? And Jesus answered, I am. And he said it with so great power that all soldiers fell down. Jesus says, I am God. And he transformed mission impossible. I am possible. With God, everything is possible. Only with him. And we praise him. And may God bless you, dear friends. Thank you very much.